Maria Frederica for the Youngstown State University Niles Project by Marcel Wilson at 1206 Mason on October 19th at 3 o'clock. Okay, what was your community attitude and ethic like in the neighborhood you grew up in?
What do you mean, nice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had always good neighbors. I still have good neighbors up here. Because I live down below where the subdivision, where the Bagnoli Hall is now. Mm-hmm. But I've been up here, 60 years.
What street did you grow up on?
On Scott Street. And then on Mason.
Okay. How and when did the first members of your family come to Niles?
Oh, 1901 my mother did. I don't remember my dad. I think he was 28 years old when he came.
Did he come from Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Over to here?
Mm-hmm. My mother did too. My mother was 11 years old when she came.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What year, okay. Did they have friends or relatives over here? Is that why they came over?
No, they just came over. I suppose just to come and see what America was like.
How many people were in your family when you were growing up?
We were five. Four girls, one boy, my mother, my dad, and then my grandmother lived here with us. Oh, and then my aunt, after her husband died, my aunt lived with us.
Mm-hmm.
We were about 8, 9.
What was your house like? How many rooms did you have in your house on Scott Street?
My mother, let's see, she got married in 13. I was born in 14. I think down there, I think she had two bedrooms, a kitchen, and a bathroom, and a cellar.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school at?
I went to Cedar Street and Jefferson.
What did you learn when you were in school as a youngster?
Well, I wanted to go to school to learn everything.
What did you do for fun after school?
Oh, we played. It isn't like today, the kids, you know what I mean? We played and with all the kids in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that I can remember.
What was your favorite game? Did you play stickball or tag?
Oh, hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Uh-huh.
Who were your best friends when you were growing up?
Oh, I had a lot of friends that I went to school with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was their maid of honor when they got married. Oh, I had about a half a dozen real good friends. I still have them.
Mm-hmm. What teachers did you have when you were growing up?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember the first grade teacher. Couldn't remember her. She was at Cedar Street School. Miss Madley was the principal up here.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Dirt was the principal at Washington where I went. No, I couldn't remember all their names.
How many of your family members completed high school?
Let's see, my brother, my sister, my two sisters, four.
Four of you?
Mm-hmm.
Did any of your family go to college?
My brother.
Mm-hmm. Did he go to Youngstown?
No, he went to Western Reserve in Cleveland, and he played football for Niles, and he played there for Western Reserve. And he played professional football.
Mm-hmm. Where did your family go to church?
Mount Carmel.
You've always gone to
mm-hmm.
Mount Carmel?
Mm-hmm.
Who was your minister back then?
Well, when I was born, this Father Santori, I was the first baby he baptized.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then we had Father Orest, and we had Father Pete, Father Nick. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Where was the church located?
Where it is now, but then they made it bigger. It was located, it was smaller, right in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long did your family attend that church?
All the time.
All your lives?
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite thing to do when you were young?
Well, when we were kids, what favorite could you do?
Did you go to the movies? Did you go over to friends' houses?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. We went to the movies. And it was depression. We should get everybody get together. We'd go on gang night, 6 for 25 cents. Mm-hmm.
Did you play cards or any kind of games at night?
Well, we used to play bingo. And, well, we played cards. My mother, we didn't play cards, you know, pastime.
What was your least favorite thing to do?
What do you mean?
Like chores, any kind of household work?
Oh, well, I used to help my mom take care, you know, take care of the kids and the clean house, the general routine. That's what we did when we were brought up. I'm not in the 90s, honey.
I know. Did you share a room with any of your brothers and sisters?
Well, with my sisters, yeah.
Was it all four of you in one room?
Uh-huh. And my grandmother.
What chores did you and your siblings do?
Well, we all had little chores to do, like do the dishes, clean up, help around, you know. Then my father had a grocery store, and we used to help, and then we sold chicken, and we'd help him out in the garage over here, feed the chickens. They'd go to the Youngstown Market twice a week.
Was the grocery store attached to your house?
No.
Or it was in town?
No, it was right, the house was here, and the store, there was like a path there, and the store was here.
What was the store called?
I think they called it Niles Store or something. I can't remember that.
It was did you have running water as you were growing up?
Oh, yes. We had a bathroom. Oh, yeah. Everything.
A lady I spoke to yesterday lived in company housing, and they didn't have indoor plumbing.
Oh, we had that. Thank God for that.
Did anyone in your family belong to a local social club or fraternity?
Well, my brother did, and my father belonged to Sons of Italy.
Did they go to the meetings often?
Oh, yes.
To participate in a lot of
the
activities?
Oh, yeah, because then towards the end, then he was a president.
Your father was a grocer. Did he do anything else for a living?
Oh, yes. Before he got married, he was a blacksmith.
What was a typical family meal like for you as you were growing up?
Well, we always got together. What do you mean, a family meal?
Did you have a special meal all the time?
We had dinner all the time, yes.
Was it always meat and potatoes or pasta?
Macaronis.
A lot of spaghetti?
Yeah, spaghetti, yeah.
Who was present when you had your meals? Did everybody have to come to dinner?
All of us.
What did your family do to celebrate a birthday?
We'd have cake and ice cream.
Just like today, huh?
Yeah. Oh, today they have more. They have a buffet.
What about on holidays? What do you remember about that?
Oh, well, we always got together. And we had our... Now, up to today. Now, my mother and father are dead. But every Sunday, my sisters come. Now, they're all married. They got children. They come, the great-grandkids. They all come every Sunday. I cook. And we all get together over here. We've got a big table. We get together. We gab. And we have our dinner, spaghetti and meatball salad. My niece makes a cake. We'll bring something, you know. And that's it. My mother and father, that's what they wanted, to always get together. And then on the holidays, they all come here on Christmas Eve. And then being now that I'm a widow and I'm by myself, my nephew invites me up there for the holidays.
Oh, that sounds nice. What were the gifts that you and your brothers and sisters received when you were young and growing up?
Oh, well, we didn't get that much.
No?
we got maybe a doll and cookies, a pair of shoes, a dress.
Were your gifts wrapped or were they unwrapped?
Oh, no, they were wrapped.
So when my grandparents were growing up, they never got wrapped gifts.
No. Some of them were, some weren't.
Did you have any kind of special family traditions?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. On Christmas Eve, we fast. We have a 9-course meal. It's all fish, you know, macaronis with the clam sauce and all that. But, oh, yeah.
Did you get a mass every Christmas?
Well, no, we didn't go on Christmas Eve, midnight mass. We'd go on the next day.
What happened when a family member died as you were growing up, or a close friend?
Well, my grandmother died first. They didn't used to go to funeral homes then. You know, we had her in upstairs in the dining room, and the Italian people, they bring stuff over to eat. You know what I mean? And that was it. And the same thing, well, now when my dad died, we went to the funeral home, and my mom died, we went to the funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
Then my aunt, too, everything was at the funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd come home, all the neighbors would bring cake or coffee or stuff to eat sandwiches, and we'd get together, and that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tradition for the Italian people.
Uh-huh. I just wondered, though, if it was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
What did things cost when you were growing up?
Not like it is today. When at the time, I remember pork chops was 25 cents a pound.
Wow.
Not now.
No.
Then when I was working, I wasn't making the money like they do now. When I was working, I got $75 a week.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And then my boss was good. He wouldn't even take out for Social Security. He'd pay it for me, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he'd pay like the union, but we didn't have too much of a union.
Mm-hmm. How much would a meal cost back then?
Well, you'd buy a corned beef sandwich at 45 cents. Not now, it's $4.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How about milk? How much was like a gallon of milk?
Oh. Gee, it was cheap, I think, at 59, 69 cents or 89 cents. Not like now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. $3 and $4.
Mm-hmm.
How about a gallon of gasoline?
Oh, it was cheap. I don't know how much it was then. My dad had a truck and then he had a car. Oh, it wasn't like it is today. No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know at the time. 80 years ago, honey.
I know. How about, how much was the loaf of bread?
My mother baked bread.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it was 25 cents or 30 cents then.
Mm-hmm. How about candy? How much was candy when you were growing
up? Oh, that was cheap. 5 cents, 10 cents. You got a cone of ice cream for a nickel.
Where would you go and get ice cream?
Well, we had Isley Dare when we went to the show, and we had the Butler Soda Grill. We'd go there. And we had an Isley. Well, now they moved everything around. Do you know Niles very well?
No.
Oh, mm-hmm. You live in Girard?
Yes.
Well, my two sisters live in Girard.
Oh, okay.
They live on, one lives on Hazel and one lives on Highland.
I live near there.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm, on Seacrest off of Shannon. What music did you listen to when you were growing up?
The radio. Well, we were the first ones to get radio and everybody come at our place there, down there.
Mm-hmm.
Radio. Well, I like Guy Lombardo. No.
Uh-huh.
Not like today.
No. Uh-huh. Did you listen to old radio shows?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Who were your favorites?
Bob Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? What's his name? He used to have a program every Sunday. Everybody he'd have on there. Oh, God. What's his name? Do you remember?
Jack Benny.
Well, I remember him. No, the other one, he died. Let's see. We used to have all the comedians on and everything.
I can't think of... I'm thinking of, like, George Allen or...
George Burns. Let's see.
George Burns, yeah.
Oh, gee. It's at the tip of my tongue, and I can't remember. He used to be on every Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
He used to have a good program for an hour. Oh, God. Okay. Isn't that funny? I'll remember later on.
Do you remember any favorite songs from back then?
A lot of songs, but I can't think of them right now. Let's see. Carolina Moon and... I can't think of, there was a lot of nice songs, all, you know, soft songs, and not like today, running around stuff there.
What did you do during the Depression? How did your family get through? Did your father work all the time?
Oh, yeah, we had a store. We took care of all the neighbors, they never paid, and if everybody would have paid, we'd have been okay. But that was okay.
Did your father give credit to his neighbors?
Oh, yeah. And they said they're going to pay the poor guy. They couldn't.
Aww.
So they just, my father marked it paid.
Did your family ever go on relief at all?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Worked the whole way through?
We had a store. That's one thing. We never had a go out super line or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you and your brothers and sisters work during the Depression?
At home. When was you going to get a job?
I don't know.
There was no job then. Uh-huh. Not like it is today. No, we helped at home. Do chores at home.
Mm-hmm. What did you have a garden when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had a nice big garden. We ate from the garden.
Mm-hmm. Tomatoes.
And peppers. Not like everything is, they got all this other stuff, all this baloney stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's causing cancer. All this preservative and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. What did you do during World War II? Did you volunteer? Did you do any like them?
No. Oh, I was up here. Mm-hmm. I had moved up here then. No, my brother was in the service. He was a chief petty officer. He was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we sold chickens. You know what I mean? My father and my mom, and he'd go out to the farm and buy the chickens and bring them here. And we'd feed them, then every Wednesday we'd help them put them on the truck, and they would go to Youngstown Pine Street Market and sell them, and come home about 12 o'clock at night. They'd do that every Wednesday and Friday.
Mm-hmm. And you helped out with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all helped out, huh?
Were you working at that time?
No.
No, not at all?
Mm-mm.
How did you meet your husband?
A girlfriend of mine, we worked together. Well, we were working at the Parkway, now they got it away before I went there. And they used to come into the restaurant and eat, and that's how we met. Of course, he lives right down here, and he was living on 718 Mason.
So you grew up with him?
Well, not exactly, no.
Was he older than you?
6 years.
Did you ever see him in school?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. No?
Mm-mm. No, I never saw him in school, uh-uh. I met him with another buddy. They'd come in, and my girlfriend, we were working together, and then we had a couple of double dates. We had a double wedding.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Was that popular back when you got married?
Well, no, we did. Just us two did. Well, I was in my 40s when I got married. I was in my early 40s.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a big wedding?
No.
No, small mm-hmm. wedding?
I went to church, a nice church wedding, and I had a brunch right after that. And then I went on a honeymoon about 4 o'clock, went to New York.
Oh, that's something.
Mm-hmm. Not like today. I don't like all that rigmarole.
Did you get married at
Mount Carmel Church, uh-huh.
Where did you have your reception at?
Right at the church underneath, in the basement of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And your husband was a truck driver?
Mm-hmm.
What was his business called?
Central Trucking.
Mm-hmm. Did you do the books for him?
No.
No?
No, he was in with somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long did he do that?
Oh, he did that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember.
What did you, were you in any, like, church functions? Did you volunteer at the church or anything?
Well, sometimes, once in a while.
Mm-hmm. What did you do for the church?
Well, a lot of times they needed something. I usually used to donate, because I worked and I couldn't. If they wanted you to go a certain time, I couldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would donate whatever they wanted or give them money and do what they wanted to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anyone else I could talk to about growing up in Niles?
No. All these are younger than me.
Uh-huh.
So they don't know too much. No, not. Well, a couple of them, they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that I know of. You know, and I like one of my nieces and nephew, I talked to them. I figured they're my, you know, and I said, oh no, I said, a lot of them wasn't even born.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they got everything out. Before, we had a nice little town, used to be, they used to call it the Donut. We had a bus station, we had 3 shows.
Mm-hmm.
We had two dress shops, and we had a place where they used to make candy and canary. See, now I tell those kids, I tell them where everything's at. The boy that I could remember all that, but now it's altogether different.
Mm-hmm.
Their malls ruined everything, I think, and the TV for these young kids. All these people that just lately, where I go get my hair done, my niece works there. Her boss, his son, shot himself the other day, Sunday night.
Oh my gosh!
He was on drugs, and they got a girl and run wrong, but. He shouldn't have done that. After all, he's not the only one. He's not going to be the only one. There's a lot more. That's a style today with all these kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they might as well go along with it, right?
Right.
This is the 90s, they say. So my Look, Wendy says, you know, this is the 90s, Aunt Marie. I said, I know it is, but I'll take the 50s, honey. they kid me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you walk around a lot when you...
Oh, yes, we did. We didn't have no cars. We mm-hmm. walked. We didn't have no buses. You know, a local bus. And then finally mm-hmm. we got a bus and didn't last very long. We walked every place. Walked to school, walked to church. When I moved up here, I always was late for church because I couldn't time myself how to get there. Then finally we did. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Was it safe when you were grounded?
Oh, my God, yes. I could. We leave the door open. Now I keep the door locked all the time. When we had the store down there, my father, you know, they used to have that place where you put the brooms in, the, like, and the mops and all that, you mm-hmm. know. We used to leave it outside, never even lock the door. Today, I'd be afraid.
Mm-hmm. What did the store look like? The grocery store that your dad
had? Well, we had a big long, it was one floor, you know, with the mm-hmm. thing there. No meats. It was just like canned goods and then we sold chicken and all stuff like that, but we didn't have no ham, no meat, no nothing like that. Everything in the can.
Mm-hmm.
And like cheese, you know, that provolone cheese and all that. That's what they sold there.
Mm-hmm. Did you sell any vegetables from your garden or did
No, no. We ate that ourselves.
trying to think of anything else. Did you know much about the club, the Bagnoli Sons of
Italy? Well, I knew about the Sons of Italy, that my father belonged in there. And I gave them a picture with the Sons of Italy. See, now Bagnola took it over. But mm-hmm. Sons of Italy, I gave them a picture, I gave them a flag, whatever I had at my father, and I gave a couple of, they used to wear those, if they were the president, they had like the Italian flag, and they would put around their neck like a, what would you call it?
Like a medal or something?
Yeah, and they had, if they were the president, if they were the vice president, it would say right on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brother used to call them the lion tamers, because they had a picture of a lion. You know?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But outside of that, there used to be 200-300, then toward the end, when my father was the president, I think they were 15 or 20.
What was the cause of decreasing membership?
Well, who died? You know, all of them died, and mm-hmm. and who couldn't get around, who couldn't walk, mm-hmm. and that was it.
And they didn't get new members?
No. Then it just broke, mm-hmm. just went away.
What did they do when they were in that group? Did they?
They have meetings. They would have meetings, and then they would have like a picnic, you know, a certain time. And then toward the end, they used to have dances.
Mm-hmm.
I lived right across the street, and I wasn't allowed to go unless my mother came.
You weren't allowed to go to the dance?
No, we weren't allowed to go. Uh-uh. Then my mother would chaperone, and she'd come.
Were your parents strict?
No, not too bad. I had an uncle that was stricter than my father.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was my godfather. And he didn't think you should do this and you shouldn't do that. And you wasn't allowed to put nail polish on. The bad girls put the nail polish on.
Watching out for you, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was there much crime as you were growing up?
No.
No crime whatsoever?
Mm-hmm. No. And you know, now we don't have that many colored people.
Mm-hmm.
Not that. No, no. I used to, my sister got married and she lived on Ann Street about three blocks down, and we'd have our supper and everything, and she would, but her husband was working, had the place of business, and she'd be there by herself. She'd walk down here, it would be 9 o'clock, I'd walk there, and we'd watch, not TV, we'd listen to the radio, we'd company, we'd BS a little bit, and then I'd come home 12:30, 1 o'clock, all by myself, and I wouldn't be as scared or nothing, because everybody would be sitting on the porch. I wouldn't do that today.
Mm-mm.
I keep my door locked all the time. I had just opened because I heard a car. Mm-hmm. And Prince has got near the door. Mm-hmm.
Were you real friendly with all your neighbors?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's one thing. Our neighbor. I still got two bachelor boys here, and they know that I'm here by myself, and they tell me, just put the garbage out. They'll carry the garbage, and if they don't see me, they think I'm sick. They come take the dog for a walk.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of anything else. You already gave stuff to Martha.
Oh, yeah. I gave it to Mike Patron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mike Patron must have called Martha up and told him. Yeah, it's down there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a big banner there with her name on and everything. Well, today when I passed, it wasn't there.
Hmm.
I wonder what they took it off for.
I don't know.
I wonder if she knows.
I'm going to see her tomorrow.
You going to see her tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she teaches at Youngstown College.
That's where I know her from.
Mm-hmm.
I go down there.
Uh-huh. Well, anything else you want to know?
I can't think of anything else.
I was thinking, trying to think of, oh, that guy on Sunday night. God, at the tip of my tongue. I will call my sister up. Wait a minute. See if she,
okay.
See if she remembers. See, my mother, I got this phone here. My mother couldn't walk. She had arthritis real bad. And that's why this phone's here, and I got one over there. I had one that was 50 years old. Y'all, do you remember the guy that used to have the program on Sunday night for an hour? What was his name? On Sunday night, he used to have all the comedians, you know what I mean? Yes, yes. Ask Huavina. From New York. Ed Sullivan.
Oh.
Now, there it is. I got it. See, when you said Ed, then I knew right away. Well, we're talking about it. She wanted to know, what, you know, when I was small, if I remember all of that. And who was it? And he brought the Beatles on, yes. And Elvis Presley. And who was the other one that used to have amateurs on? What was his name? Major Bowles. Yeah, Major Bowles used to have all the amateurs on. That's you. Yeah. Well, you wasn't born at that time. Some of that. Huh? Oh, at Sullivan, yeah. No, you don't remember Major Bowles, no. Oh, Arthur Godfrey, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, Judith LaRosa. See, yeah, that's good. Well, she was just asking a question if I knew, you know what I mean. Yeah, I couldn't think of it. I knew it. So when you said Ed, then I knew right away who it was. Well, I knew Huey would know. Okay, anybody else that he knew? Milton Berle.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Smith. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had the first TV show, that's right, uh-huh. When did the TV come out that we got? 1944, TV. Yeah, nobody had it, we didn't get one right away. Remember Papa, you couldn't get him. Oh yeah, that's why they used to make them. Yeah, three Youngstown Channel. Well, okay then. All right, okay. Here, and this is my younger sister. She was 67 Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And with Major Bowles and Arthur Godfrey, and we used to hear them all on the radio. Then when we were the first ones to get a radio down there, and all the kids that we went to school with, there was a bunch of kids there, they all come sit on the porch and they listen to the, and I'll never forget the radio was Atwater Kent.
Mm-hmm.
That was the radio, and then my sister did it. When they got the TV, we didn't get one right away because my father didn't want the antenna. He didn't like to have the antenna on the roof. And finally, I said, gee whiz, Papa, everybody got a TV, we want to have one too. So finally, mine ain't on the roof, mine's on the side there, and they put it up, and he didn't. But that's what, then, like a lot of stores, we had like Ideal, we had a men's shop, we had Hoffman, we had Rubenstein, she used to have all the dolls, and Woolworth.
Mm-hmm.
We had
all downtown.
Uh-huh, with the run doing it, it was nice. And every Saturday night, we'd all, now she was the youngest one. Me and my girlfriend and my other two sisters, we get all dressed up on there, and that was a big night for us.
Uh-huh.
And we go out about 6 o'clock, And we go out and we go downtown, we go into 5 and 10, look around if we want to buy something, you know, a dollar, a couple of dollars, you could buy a lot of little things. And then we go and have an ice cream or a hot fudge sundae, and then we come home.
Mm-hmm.
That was our night. That was our Saturday night. If there was a good movie, then we'd go. Oh, we had to go early. We couldn't come home late. We had to go early. And that was it. Because we were just talking about that the other day. He's going to get married, and my grandnephew came, and he said, I want to know something. And he said, when you had the stores, I said, oh, yes. I said, Shaker was on one corner. And I said, then we had a Belmont Lunch that they used to have the best hot dogs. And we had Baum Brothers, and we had a Kaiser's Bakery, and another place where they sold chickens. My father would sell them the chickens. And then we had, we had three banks,
mm-hmm.
three shows. We had the mm-hmm. McKinley, we had the Butler, and we had the Warner Theater, and the Stafford.
Oh, wow, four movie theaters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the McKinley Theater, you'd go every Friday night, and you went to the show, and you got a cup, and then we made a set of dishes. That's what they used to do. There wasn't too much, you know, they didn't have playgrounds and all that stuff. We had playground later on, but when I was a little girl, they didn't have it. But you know, what my grandmother stayed with us, and my father took a little broken English. Then my mother was born in Italy. You wouldn't even know she was born in Italy because she was, went to school, a Catholic school in Youngstown where she was there. She was 11 years old, and she talked real good English. And we used to say there, when I went to school, my grandmother, her mother used to live with us. I was 5 years old when I went to school. I couldn't say one word in American. And I was born and raised here.
You were taught Italian.
They were always talking Italian. But finally then, I think one week, come on. Come on, the door's open.
Did you get your paper yesterday? I laid it back.
Yes, I did. Oh, are you my paper girl?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
here's your paper today.
All right, dude, thank you. Where are you from? Wasn't you my paper girl before?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah, you and your husband?
Yeah, he wished it were again.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I did get one. I saw it over here, then I called him up, and they said, brought me another one. I saw another one on the porch this morning, because I hadn't looked over here.
Well, I remember from the route that we had to do.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Here. Now, because I'm going to mail the money in now. I just got my card to mail the money in.
Okay.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
I know you said before you wanted the back here.
Yeah, back here, because the little girl that brings the Vindicator, too. I recognize it. Okay, it looks like you were here before.
Yeah, I was here before.
Uh-huh. Okay, gee, thanks a lot. If it ever gets cold and you want to get warmed up, just come in.
Okay.
And I'll give you a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Okay? All right, and you do the same, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Wasn't that nice?
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say?
How much was a movie when you'd go to see the movie?
25 cents, 30 cents. We'd go there and you'd buy an ice cream, cone, candy, a nickel.
Wow. Did you see a double feature?
Oh, yeah. We'd see a double. Oh, we'd stay. We'd stay, see, two times for that price, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd stay and see it two times. And that, so. I was wondering, I saw the paper back here and I couldn't imagine. I like it. I don't know, some people don't buy the paper. I'd die if I couldn't get a paper.
Oh, really?
Oh, I get the warm paper and I get the Vindicator. And plus I get my TV guide. And soap opera. Do you watch soap operas?
No, I worked during the day.
Oh, you do? Uh-huh. Well, now, when I worked, I didn't watch them either. Now that I'm home, I watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And that when my mother was here, she was in bed. I put it on and she'd watch the movie. Oh, she loved Lawrence Welk.
Mm-hmm.
She could wait on Saturday night. Her and her two sisters, they just loved it. And you couldn't talk to them. And you couldn't say a word because they had to hear all the music. They had to hear all the music, so. That's it, but it was nice. Like I told the kids, we walked. We didn't have a car. When we went to school, we didn't have a cafeteria. And you couldn't carry your lunch. You had a walk. We walked all over. We didn't have no car. Now everybody's got a car. They're 16 years old. They can't wait till they're 16 so they could drive.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I got a grandnephew now, and he's going to be 16, and he can't wait till he gets his license so he could drive. But there's too many There's too many kids driving, too many accidents. They're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
Some are. I wouldn't say all of them. Some are and some aren't. But I tell them, I said, you know, when we were kids, there was a lot of things we didn't do there. When we lived down below, we didn't even have a furnace. We had a great big, one of those big,
Coal stove?
Huh?
Was it a coal stove?
Yeah, a coal stove. And we never had a cold. Our bedrooms were upstairs, and we had in the dining room, there was a register, and when it was real cold, well, there would be that much ice around the baseboard, and never got a cold. When we moved up here, we couldn't regulate the furnace, and we all had colds for a while. But outside of that, I tell the kids, I said, see how easy you got? You better appreciate what you got. I said, well, half of the things, we never got that. But one thing, my mother and dad, we never had to worry about eating. We always had food on the table, and we didn't have to worry about, and never had to go to Super or anything. But we had clothes, but not like today, honey.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple pairs of shoes, one to play in, one to go out in.
Mm-hmm.
And we had clothes. And my aunt that lived with us, she was a dressmaker, and she made us a lot of clothes. And then you buy a material, for a dollar, we'd get a coat. She'd make a skirt and make a blouse, and you could. And everybody said, boy, how nice you look. My aunt used to sew that, and it didn't cost me nothing, just the material.
Well, that was nice.
Mm-hmm. And she did that. And she was a good sewer. She even made quilts, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad, how old are you?
26.
Oh, you're young yet. you're young yet, And but are you the only child?
No, I have a brother.
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we were four sisters and one brother. Well, my brother, like I say, he just passed away at the 3rd of this month. He was kind of on the set, but he played football. He was a boxer. He had a beautiful write-up in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
His picture was in the paper. It was in the Warren paper and the Vindicator. But you don't read too much paper, huh?
Mm-mm.
Well, if you're busy.
Yeah, I listen to the news.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to the news. See, when my mother... I'm down to cellar here because we sold chickens and they dress them in there and bring them in the house here. My mother had bad legs. She couldn't go up and down, so we fixed it like a kitchen over here.
Mm-hmm.
And when we all get together upstairs, we never fit up there. I haven't seen that. There's a table right behind that couch there.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it up for the holiday. We sit about 30. Now the families are getting bigger now. They're married and they got little ones.
Uh-huh.
And now the bigger ones, they're not married. Well, yes, I have a wedding coming on the 5th. And then I had another grandnephew, he's getting married in April.
Keeps you busy, huh?
Well, I enjoyed it. And they come, see, they know I'm a widow, and they all call me, how you doing? What are you going to have for supper? Now, this one sister that called me, she said, what are you going to have for supper? Are you getting ready? Or sometimes I get my supper ready. And I said, no, don't cook. I said, what do you got? She said, I'm bringing you something, so I don't cook. It's still hot, so I wait till they come and I eat it.
Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of time my neighbor too is if I have something and I have to do some cooking and I call my neighbor and say, Teddy, don't come over here. If you want to eat with me or you want to take it home, he does hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And so he takes it home. If I make like extra spaghetti, how could you cook for one person? I say, I want to cut down, but I always have enough for my two sisters.
Uh-huh.
I said, I cook the, now there's a lot of things that they like, they don't cook because the kids don't like it, and I cook it. I make like beans and macaroni and stuff like that, you know? And I said, I made some. Oh, she said, I just love it. I said, I make a jar. Everybody gets a jar.
Mm-hmm.
Now the grandnephews, they come in now. They didn't, when they were younger, they never wanted no hot pepper. They didn't want, now they eat everything.
Mm-hmm.
They can't wait for Christmas Eve because we have the 9-course dinner. They like macaroni with clam sauce, and we have an orange salad, then we have broccoli, and we have all different kinds. We have shrimp cocktail, we have fried shrimp, we have red snapper, we bake. I'll tell you, and we have nuts, and then they have all the desserts and everything. And they can't wait till Christmas Eve. Say, are we coming down? And I tell them, no, I ain't gonna cook. You know? Oh, she said, oh, I know you're kidding. I said, yes, you're coming down. Now, my sister died, and my brother-in-law comes. Well, now it's his kids. But they're all big now. They graduated. They went to college. They're big. Now I just got one we got a little one now. She's 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the youngest one so far. Well, who knows now what's going to happen? And that's nice. They have, you know, they have their. I had one for blood work today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go to the eye doctor. Got glaucoma in the one eye.
Oh.
And then I had the shingles. You know what the shingles are?
Mm-mm.
They're itchy. Usually you don't get them on the face. I got them on the one side of my face here. When my husband died, it's nerve ending. But it's a virus, a chicken pox virus. Now, could you imagine? I had chicken pox when I was a little girl 3 times.
Oh my gosh.
And I had them. This one day, my sister came, and I was rolling out meatballs. And she looked at me. Now, I had went to church in the morning because we had a mass for my sister. And I just had a little mark over here, and I thought it was my tooth. I said, gee, I think it's my eye tooth. I better go to the dentist. So at night, she come, and she looked at me and said, gee, she said, you look at yourself in the mirror? I said, no, why? She said, what's on your face? I said, why? And I looked, and my God, I had all, my face was all red, and I had all like a little pimple, and there was a chicken pox. So my sister-in-law, the nurse, the one that just lost her husband, I called her up, and I said, gee, Catherine, I said, you know what, you better come down here. I got something on my face. Yola told me my face is all red and everything. So she come down, and she said, oh. I said, you think I should go to emergency? She said, no, wait till tomorrow morning. She said, let's wait and see. She said, don't touch it, don't do nothing. I said, okay. So we get up in the morning, and she came down, and she said, you better go to emergency. So my other sister took me, and lucky I did go. I went 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, I was home. If I had went the night before, I'd have been there all night. That's how many people were the emergency.
Wow.
So then she said, you know, Maria, I hate to tell you, but I think you got the shingles. I said, how the hell did I get those, you know? She said, I don't know. So we go out to Trumbull, and the woman, you know, she got on the computer, I know my name, address, and everything. And then I was waiting there, and then I went in there, and the nurse said to me, what'd you come here for? I said, see my face? She said, what happened? I said, I don't know. I think I got the shingle, but she wouldn't say yes or no. So
mm-hmm.
She put me in the room, and the doctor come. And the doctor said, yes. She said, this girl, guess what she had, you know. And I said, yes. I said, but you know, doctor, I said, I had them when I was a little girl. I had them 3 times in a good dose. He said, well, those are nerve endings. So he said, he gave me a medication, and I had one right near my eye, and I had one right near my mouth here. I couldn't open my mouth. I couldn't eat. And my eye was a sight for sore. This one side was a sight for sore. It was swollen, all red, and all these little, I wasn't allowed to touch it. Now, it wasn't contagious to you, but it was contagious to me.
Oh
now, I had a watch. I couldn't use one wash rag just for this. And well, I got along real good. Now, when my nephew saw me, he looked at me and he said, oh my God. He said, what happened? I said, I got the shingles. Now, usually they say you get the shingles around here, around your
mm-hmm.
back, you know, all that. But I got them on the face. I was different. And he must have called me 20 times that day. He said, are you all right? Are you okay? I said, yes, I am, Dickie. I said, the only thing, it's itchy. They pinch, they burn,
mm-hmm.
and miserable. And I couldn't eat. I must have lost 10 pounds. I didn't mind losing the weight, but I didn't want to lose it like that.
Yeah.
And so then when I went to the doctor that Sunday, and he said, I have an appointment with the eye doctor on Tuesday. Oh, no. He said, you're not waiting. He called the doctor on Sunday, and I had to go right to the doctor's office right then and there. And that's how I got that. But see, that year, my girlfriend died in March. My husband died in August. Her husband died in September. My best girlfriend that I grew up with died in December the 2nd. My sister-in-law died the 11th of December. And my brother-in-law died the 21st, all in that 1 year. See, you know, that was a lot, you know. And then when I went to Social Security, I made $6 more than my husband, and I couldn't collect nothing on him.
That's terrible.
Oh, that the veterans, well, you know, they don't pay nothing. You know what, how much they give you now?
Mm-mm.
$10. And you don't get it every month, twice a year.
Jeez.
So my sister came with me, and we told the fellow he's doing his job. Except that if the government needs it, tell him to keep it. It only comes to $100-some. It comes to $100-some. I get it in January and December. No, June and December.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get $9.91. Now they raised it $10. The fellow said to me, I got some good news for you. I said, what? He said, you got a raise. I said, I did. How much? He said, $10. I said, what kind of raise is that? 10 cents. I said, I know, Mike, you're doing your job. I said, after all, I'm not blaming you.
Yeah.
So what else could you do? Nothing. But that's terrible, though. The boy, my husband got hurt there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
See, after he died, he was getting a disability. When he died, I didn't get nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get nothing.
Yeah.
Then he was self-employed, and I made only $6 more than that. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Would you like to have a cold drink?
Oh, no, thank you.
I have tea and lemonade.
Maybe a little bit of lemonade.
You want some lemonade?
Sure.
Then, but you know what? But outside of that, that's terrible. Everybody said, you know, that my husband left me a rich widow. He didn't leave me no rich widow. He left me hole in the bag. Oh, God. Well, thank God I got good health. I got a little bit of arthritis, but that's okay. Everybody's got that now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. That's life. You know what I say? One day at a time.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing, one day at a time. You can't live with the dead. You've got to keep on going. But you never forget them. Do you have anybody in your family close that died?
Grandparents.
Uh-huh. Well, mine too were the grandparents at first.
Mm-hmm.
Then my mother, then my father, then my husband. Now my brother that's, you know, real close. In between there was a lot of other ones, but the ones real close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I had some this morning. I had to get blood work, and I went on an empty stomach.
Ew, I hate that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But outside of that, everything's fine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We have to. Everything has changed. Like these kids, I said, you know what? I said, you kids, just appreciate what you do, and have some respect for your older one. Now we have. I got about 8 or 10 grandnephews. And I got 8 nephews, but the grandnephews, now they're all in their 20s, you know, and not once so far we tap on wood, none of them was in no accident, they never was arrested, and they're not on dope. And that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You see how many people, or just like this one guy that shot himself the other day, he was just buried this morning. I feel sorry for him, and I feel sorry for the mother and the father.
Yeah, that's tough.
No, 24 years old. Now, you know what? He ain't going to be the first one, and he's not going to be the last one. Now, if he got the girl wrong, they were going to get married. Why would he do that? You know, I think you got to have a lot of nerve to shoot yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Shot himself in the head. They had to have a closed casket.
That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? Nothing you could do.
Mm-mm.
I suppose that's life. Now, years ago, the kids didn't do the things like they're doing today. You know what that TV is now, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? These little kids go on there, 5, 6 years old, they talk about sex. I wonder what they think. It's altogether different. Like I said, it's the 90s. They tell me, Aunt Mim, this is the 90s. You know, now, a lot of the kids, my two first nephews, when they were small, they were the first two, they couldn't say Marie. So they said Aunt Mim, M-I-M-I. And they said, Aunt Mim. I said, no, this is the 90s. I know this is the 90s. You can have it.
Mm-hmm.
They kid me, you know what I mean? And I kid them too. I said, no, I'll have the 40s and the 50s. Well, that's it. Was that going on while I was talking?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. They'll cut that part out.
Oh.
And you'll get a copy of it to read over in case you don't want something in there. You could tell them.
No,
they'll take it.
Well, I didn't say nothing wrong.
No, uh-uh. You didn't.
No.
What would happen when you were young and growing up and you'd be sick? Would you go to the doctor?
Oh yeah.
Would the doctor come to you?
Well, before they used to come at the house.
Did they?
Yeah, they don't come now. Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you remember what they'd charge for a house call?
Oh, it was very cheap. I think $10. You know, when they had a baby before, they only used to be $50.
Jeez.
Not now.
Uh-uh. Nope.
No, not now. Now, who heard that?
Just the lady who types it up.
Who's that?
Just somebody down at...